Kylie, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure, Tess.
So from your perspective, could you give us, I guess, a rundown of your thoughts on the budget that's just come out?
Last night's budget announcement didn't have any big surprises, but I was pleased to see this year that nursing has been mentioned and has had some allocated funding. Last year, there was no mention of nurses. So we're certainly pleased to see that rural, remote and regional areas will get an increase in supply of nurses, doctors and allied health professionals. But over a 10-year plan, I'm not quite sure that this will even go part of the way to support that. The importance of looking at how nurses are educated in the undergraduate arena is important, so we welcome that opportunity and certainly to scope up nurse practitioners. So it was good to see nursing. We're pleased, but we will want to see more. There's a predicted shortfall by 2025 of 80,000 nurses in Australia. So this is only a very small component of what will be available to cater and care for Australians.
So do you think that the budget that's just come out is going to have any, I guess, tangible impact on that 80,000 number?
Well, the reality is that you can say that you will provide 3,000 nurses into rural, regional and remote, and that's great, but it's not, nurses aren't a number, so it's not a purely numbers game. We're knowledge workers, we need highly skilled workers in particular areas like critical care and aged care, so you have to have people wanting to go to these communities and then being able to be supported to become part of the community. And so it's a little bit more of a systemic issue of why people aren't going to rural, remote and regional areas and how we can attract and retain them. So, yeah, as I said, it's a start. It's good to see nursing in the budget. It wasn't okay that nurses weren't mentioned last year, but there's other areas in the budget that concern me. I'm pleased to see money being invested in a review and an investment into Medicare. Health is a human right, and nurses know that better than any other profession. And the big issue for the community is really about access to appropriate and safe healthcare. So what I'm wanting to see, and we'll be watching in the months ahead, is that the MBS funding scheme becomes more contemporary, is reviewed, because we're paternalistic and we have a funding scheme that supports doctors but not nurses and other health professionals getting access to payment.
And so one of the massive things that did come out of the budget is the announcement of an additional 14,000 high-level home care support packages over the next 4 years. Do you think that, I guess, what's your take on this announcement?
Yeah, really pleased to say aged care as a priority and a focus, and it will need to be as we move into the future. In the years ahead, a third of Australia's population will be over 65 years, and that brings tremendous challenges and opportunities for health professionals everywhere. So that's a great announcement and a great investment. The Australian College of Nursing is committed to investing in the focus of nurses working and leading aged care. And we actually launched four policy chapters earlier this year, one being healthy ageing, another being chronic disease, end-of-life care and workforce sustainability. So all relevant in those areas, and we'll be producing policy to support that.
Brilliant. So I guess over the next 12 months, it's looking pretty busy for you then.
Absolutely. And we love having these challenges. Nurses love what we do. We love people. We love connecting with communities. Nurses work all day, every day, everywhere. So it's really important that as the Australian College of Nursing, we're at the forefront of where these issues are to advocate for patients, consumers and communities everywhere.
Now, Kylie, you're delivering the occasional address at the UTS graduation ceremony for the Faculty of Health. How have you gone about preparing for that?
I'm really honoured to be delivering this occasional address. And in preparing, I've really thought about what it means to actually graduate in Australia and enter the very small percentage of people around the world that get university qualifications and the excitement and anticipation as people embark on their careers. And that's really what I've wanted to focus message on, hope and possibility and the legacy as one finishes their career that they can think about leaving in the duration of their lifetime.
Well, I know you're busy. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Absolute pleasure, Tess.